Sometimes, when we talk about God, we use picture language. Now, what do I mean by picture language? What do I mean by pictures? Ella, could you stand up and be my illustration for a moment? Just stand there. Look around at the congregation. Look impressive. Now, if I tell you that Ella is a 23-year-old woman who loves doing jigsaws, is she really a 23-year-old woman who loves doing jigsaws?
No.
Okay, wasn't a trick question, actually. Are you really a 23-year-old woman who loves doing jigsaws?
Yes.
Yeah, she is. If I say Ella is a superhero, can she actually fly?
No.
Can she actually turn invisible?
No.
Can she actually defeat bad guys just by her pure physical strength?
No.
So is she actually a superhero?
No.
But did you all know exactly what I meant when I said Ella's a superhero, and did it tell you something about her? Out here, people, work with me. Did you know what I meant? Did it give you some information about Ella? Yes, it did. Brilliant. You can sit down. Thank you very much. And we do the same kind of thing when we talk about God. So if I say, the Lord is my shepherd, does that actually mean that he walks over the hillsides with a curved stick and a flock of sheep? I don't think you're on my side this morning, so I'm just going to ignore your answers. Everybody else, does it mean he actually walks over the hill with sheep?
Yes.
Does it still tell us something useful about God?
Yes.
It tells us something that's true about him. It tells us that he guides us, he provides for us, he cares for us, kind of like a shepherd does for their sheep. But he isn't actually a shepherd. If I say, God is my rock, does that mean that he is actually made of stone?
No.
Obviously not. But does it tell us something true about God?
Yes.
Does it tell us that he's reliable?
Yes.
Dependable? That if we lean on him, he's not going to suddenly give away when we're trusting him? So it's true, but it's not literally true. What about if I say God is my father? Does that mean he's a bloke?
Yes.
Yes.
No.
Yes.
When we were discussing the question a few minutes ago, I wonder how many of you were picturing or describing to the person you were talking to God looking like somebody male. I'm not going to ask you to put your hands up, but I wonder. Right at the beginning of the Bible, back at the beginning of Genesis, it says this, and I think somebody, Doug, I think it was, alluded to this while we were talking about what he might look like. In Genesis 1, it says, so God created mankind in his own image. In the image of God, he created them. Male and female, he created them. So both male and female were equally created in the image of God. Because God isn't actually male or female. Now, of course, Jesus was a man. Nobody's questioning that. But God isn't male and isn't female. And that's important because I think sometimes we forget that. And I think that means that we can end up thinking about God quite wrongly. And it's important for us, if we've decided to follow God, it's important that we think about God in the right way. Now, the Bible uses a lot of male pictures, picture language, like Ella being a superhero. The Bible uses some male pictures to tell us something about what God is like. So it describes God as a father. Well, that's clearly a male picture, isn't it? It describes God as a king. Well, kings are mostly male. It also uses some pictures which could be male or could be female. Like, God is a shepherd. I bet we all picture a male shepherd, don't we? And it also uses some pictures that are very, very female in describing God. In Isaiah, God says this about himself. Can a mother forget the baby at her breast and have no compassion on the child she has born? That is God describing God. Can a mother forget her baby? And then a little bit later in the same book in the Old Testament, again, God speaking and saying, as a mother comforts her child, so will I comfort you. And then Jesus in the New Testament, when he was with his followers and looking out at the city of Jerusalem and trying to explain to them how he felt about that city and all those people that didn't know God and weren't following him correctly, said, how often I have longed to gather your children together as a hen gathers her chicks under her wings. It's a very mother picture of how Jesus felt about those people, isn't it? So God isn't just like a father. She's like a mother too. Now we've got a problem in the English language because we don't have great words for describing someone that don't also sound a bit male or a bit female. It doesn't feel right to refer to God as it, does it? That wouldn't feel right at all. And you could talk about God as them, which is coming into common usage these days, but that doesn't necessarily feel right either. But she is probably as accurate as he when we're talking about God, because God is neither male nor female. In fact, if you read a lot of what the Bible says about the Holy Spirit, the Holy Spirit is very often described in very feminine terms and language. If you like, she more than he in the way the Spirit is described in the Bible. So why does this matter? Why am I taking an all-age service to talk to you about this? Well, because we want to understand what God's like. And if our picture of God is male, then our picture of God is faulty. And we want to put that picture straight. And I thought Mothering Sunday might be a good day to remind ourselves that God isn't just like a father, God is like a mother as well. You could say that the very best aspects of fatherhood and of motherhood are both found in God. We're all equally created in the image of God because God isn't male or female. And so we need to remember what in the Bible is picture language. Ella's a superhero. She really is, but she can't fly. And there's things that the Bible says about God that are true, but in a different kind of way from literally true. We need to remember what's picture language and what's not. And if anyone in the church has given you the impression that God is somehow more male than female, or that human males are somehow more similar to God than human females are, then I want to say sorry, because that is not the truth. I think sometimes we have all had our picture of God a little bit wonky, and Mothering Sunday felt like a good day to try and put that right. We're going to carry on thinking about that a little bit more in a few minutes, but we're going to sing again before we do.